It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Yo, what's going on, everyone? Welcome to this special episode of River City 93. I'm your host, as always, Elliot Barr. And before the season kicks off, we decided to bring in one of the more beautiful personalities on the Richmond Kickers team, everyone fan favorite, Mr. João Gomero. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks for the invite. Thanks for the whole fans that, you know, are cheering for us, and not just for me, but for us as a team. And really happy to be here now.
Oh, yeah, of course, man. Look, I just want to say, when the team photos came out about the jerseys, which, by the way, they look amazing, yeah. We were all kind of laughy at your reactions to everything, which, by the way, we have plotted out a TV show for you. We can have reactions to different things. So, yeah.
Yeah, it was great. It was great fun. When we did the photo shoot, it was, you know, a couple of us and, you know, the guys that were there, I felt really comfortable with, and with Jess. You kind of just like, you know, it always is going to be the serious part of it, but, you know, it has to be a good vibe for us as players to not have fun in those moments. And I feel like, sometimes I'm a bit of a clown and just trying to make something funny just to get the guys going. But nah, first of all, the jerseys are immaculate. They're amazing. They're amazing. I love the new red jersey. I feel like that's what a lot of people has been wanting for a long time. So it's good to be back in red.
Yeah, it is. It is, man. And by the way, this is year two for you. So let's go ahead. Let's dive into who you are as a player. By the way, first, can you pronounce your full name for us? Because I know it's lengthy, and I want to make sure we get it right.
Yeah, no, it's a tough one. I got this question a lot. It's João Gomero.
Okay. All right. There we go. So now we got it said perfectly, because we were talking about it on the show. We was like, no, that doesn't sound right. So yeah, okay. All right. So one of the questions we want to know about you, first of all, is like, how did you get started in football? Obviously, you know, you have Brazilian heritage and things of that nature, but how did you get started and who and what made you fall in love with the game?
I feel like the instinct to play was always natural in me. I don't remember when, like, I saw this on TV and I wanted to play. I think my first birthday, my family did a party for me, my first birthday. And the first time that I started walking was to kick a soccer ball. Like, my parents kind of like, oh my God, here's when I walk. And then at the end of it, that was a soccer ball, and I just kick it. So in the playing side of it was very natural for me. But when I start consuming football, I feel like there was this moment in my life around 2003-04 there that I remember when I started watching La Liga on Saturdays with my dad. Like, I would wake up, go to soccer training, come back, and it was about the time that La Liga was on, and I used to watch Ronaldinho play for Barcelona. Mm-hmm. And watching that man run, it was just something magical, like watching him play there, like, do all the skills, all the different things, the goals, the smile. And I feel like that's who I wanted to be growing up.
Did you have a favorite team in La Liga? Like, did you have a team you had to support or anything? Or you just kind of...
I don't want to put myself in trouble with this question, but...
Oh, come on! Okay, fair enough.
But I like teams that play. I like teams that, you know, play football and different styles. Like, I'm gonna say a couple of teams. So Barcelona is one of them, and a couple years ago, Liverpool, City, teams that kind of like have this style of playing with the ball.
So I want to ask you this question though. When you're watching a game, and I'm always curious to hear how an actual player views games on TV, like, are you kind of consuming the game like as a casual fan, or are you kind of paying attention to like your position and seeing what they're doing and trying to be like, oh, he's doing this, I can learn this?
Well, that's a really good question. I feel like there's a bit of both. There's a bit of in you that kind of grew up cheering for soccer, that, you know, like go back to the moment where you had no idea the tactics and the formations or whatever, you just wanted to see the team win or not. So that's a bit of a fan side of me. But also, like, I live with Neil Vigneault, so like we always watch it. It's like, oh, that's something that we could probably do it. Like, you know, there's a combination between the two midfielders. Oh, that's something we could do. Or there's a new run, or there's a new move. I feel like, yes, you watch a bit with those eyes, but more so I watch because I love the game and I like consuming and I like watching good teams play, but rarely watch with the emphasis of oh my God, this is an analyzing the game, or in that sense, not really.
You probably do that enough already for your day job. So you're like, look, I just need like a mental break.
Yeah. I play, I coach. I'm like, if I analyze this team too, I'm done.
Oh, like, so obviously we know you play midfield, but how would you describe yourself as a midfielder? Like, where do you feel most comfortable in the field? Because we've seen you play a little bit of attacking mid, a little bit of center mid, box to box. Where do you feel most comfortable at on the field?
I like being in the middle, that's for sure. I like to be involved in the game. I feel like that's the best way to describe it. I like to have the involvement in the game. I'm a very energetic person itself, so like I translate that into my game. I feel like I'm everywhere all the time. But I like to be in the middle. I like to be involved with the game, and I like to go forward, score goals. I feel like that's something that, you know, us as midfielders have to include, not just the striker score goals. We can score goals as well, contribute for that, not just assist, we can also score goals. But that's how I would probably describe myself, a very energetic midfielder, creative, different, and likes to be involved in the game.
Yeah. Obviously, a lot of fans remember you from your time at North Carolina Fusion. And let's kind of go through the trophy list for you. While you were there, you guys went on I would say a historic run to the national semifinals. You guys went to the US Open Cup, played against Richmond here, had a tough game. I think it came very close to PKs, if I not remember.
Yeah,
Yeah, it came
yeah.
very close to PKs. I just want to ask you, what were some of your favorite moments of your time there, and what lessons did you learn from playing with NCF's, I mean North Carolina Fusion U23?
It was a great time in my life. I feel like I was in a transitional period of my life. The dream was always to play professional, which is the USL one and above. And having Fusion as a second home for me in the US was very special, because I graduated and I went to Fusion and I spent a couple of years there. And having successful runs with Fusion, I feel like it's what made available for me to be where I am today. But now Fusion was a special place to me, my heart, with not just the coaching staff or the families that I live with there, but the whole community itself was a special place for me. And then we had great moments there. We had moments that, like you mentioned, that we went all the way to the final in the 2020, 2021. And that was a special run because kind of like we are the underdog going to the playoffs. And then you kind of win one game here, and then you prove someone wrong, and then you win another game here, and then you prove someone wrong. And out of nowhere, you're in the final, like national final, 10,000 people in against Des Moines. So I feel like that Fusion team, that group of players, the coaching staff, that had a lot of emotion, because you come together just to play in the summer, but you know, like a lot of guys look out for themselves more, and it's a bit of that. And then in a way, I learned a lot in that time of myself, of how it is to be in a team, and I had great moments then. I feel like I'm gonna take the football side of it, but just spending summer with those guys and the teammates and building the relationships that I built in that time, I feel like that's my favorite memories from that.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I came across you I remember first being introduced to you, there was a little short documentary on YouTube. I can't remember the exact name of it, but it was like profiling you. And I remember watching it and I was like, oh, like, seems like a really good player. And then, lo and behold, like, we ended up playing you guys in the US Open Cup. And I remember watching a game more so of watching you and just how you dictated the entire game. And like, ever since then, I was like, oh, I really hope Rich was signed. So when we signed you last year, I was like, oh, this is going to work perfectly. But I want to, like, talking about that, a lot of fans might not also know that you, after that US Open Cup run, you kind of worked with the Kickers that season. What was it, 2022, I believe? That summer. How was that adjustment for you from making the move up from USL League 2 to League 1, earning the pro contract?
Yeah, I feel like going back to what you said about playing against the Kickers, that was a crazy, crazy experience because, like you've mentioned, like there's this documentary done on myself, and I remember going to take a corner right in front of the red arm in the section O, and then people were shouting my name and like, I watched the documentary, Joao, I watched the documentary, and I was like, what? And then I just remember that. And it was pretty funny, but I feel like that transition was tough. Being international, being in the USL too, and it kind of, you have to win for yourself, but I'm so grateful for the Kickers for opening the doors to give me a chance. After the game against the Kickers, I had an opportunity to come and trial for a week. The coaching staff really liked me, invited me to come back. I ended up staying for the whole end of the 2022. That it was a very successful season, so I got to see from the inside as a player too, like how the things were going. And then that transition to me earning a contract within the team, which is, I'm very grateful for the opportunity, like I said. And the transition was, I feel, natural. I feel like it's been a natural transition. I feel like you always grow and you become a good player in college and you become a good player in the USL too. You transition up and it's a constant thing. So that transition was natural. Of course, at first I was kind of like, am I living in a dream kind of a thing? But then the game starts to build away, so it's 11v11, and it's a very competitive nature of the game. So in that sense, the transition was fairly natural, but I'm very grateful for Kickers opening the door for me.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night, ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become? Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Was this ever like a welcome to League One moment for you? Like, we were like, oh, this is a different level than what I've been used to the last couple of years.
That's a good question. I feel like, honestly, playing at City Stadium, it gives you that feeling. I feel like our first home game last year, where it was crowded, it was almost 6,000 fans. I felt really professional. And I feel like that was the USL League One welcome that you're talking about when we were played at home the first game, that I was like, this is professional. This is a real deal here.
I know just from like talking to you, we talked a little bit earlier before the show about, you know, you and your dad and things like that. And it seems like your dad is a real pivotal part within your life. Mm-hmm. How was that conversation when you told him, like, hey, Dad, I've earned my first professional contract?
I have goosebumps in my arms because that was, I feel like my parents have been so supportive of my journey, and they always being really, really cheerful for me for what I was trying to do. And when I had a conversation with Darren, and when I thought it was formalized that I was getting offered a contract, their reaction, as my mom and dad, were priceless. I just remember like a lot of crying, screaming, and but my parents were really, really happy for me to earn my first professional contract.
Yeah, no, I can hear the kind of softness in your voice when you come to talk about your parents and how close you are with them. Yeah. So I want to ask you this, a little lighthearted question. That first contract, that first paycheck, what did you spend it on? Did you go out? Did you get you some new shoes, a new outfit? What you do?
Honestly, I feel like we're still in preseason, traveling to like so many places that I probably didn't have time to actually, oh my God, yeah, I get to spend this. Maybe I feel like I just paid rent. That was the first thing. But no, I feel like we went out to dinner or something. I was finally realized, I was like, oh, this is nice. So that's probably it. Like paid rent and then had a nice dinner with the
Taking care of
teammates.
the responsibilities. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. So obviously you joined the team in 2023, right? First season as a professional. Did you have a chip on your shoulder? Like did you feel like you had to prove something to a lot of people? Like they kind of view you as, oh, he's this League Two player, you know, late bloomer. You feel like you had to chip on your shoulder to prove a lot of people wrong?
Yes. Big. I feel like that's the way I perceive challenge as well. It's like I have to prove something. And stepping into USL League One, mainly for the Kickers, that was like they had just won the regular season in 2022. I had a massive thing to prove that I belonged here, and not just for myself, but for the fans, for the league, for the coaches. But yeah, I feel like I had a chip on my shoulder. Yes, in a way that I came from a lower division, stepping in, and as a soccer player too, you always have that competitive nature and you want to play. Like I didn't earn a professional contract just to, I'm happy here and okay, I've already made it. No, I always had the desire to play, to be on the field, to compete, to win games. So it kind of ties into that kind of sense of like, I'm going to prove that I belong here. I'm going to prove that I'm a special player.
I know you said that you are roommates with Neil Vinyals.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever pick his mind during the parts of last season and trying to learn little things of like how to be a professional or how is it living in a new city, things like that or anything?
Yeah, Neil has been a tremendous, you know, roommate, teammate and friend. And I feel like before when I played against him, I've already kind of looked up to him in a way that his style is the way that his style that he plays and all that. And having him as a close person to me now as a friend is, I have something a lot of things to learn from him. I've learned a lot from him on the field and off the field as well. Like you said, like as being professional, he's a very serious person, very professional. I feel like that's something that I really learned from him. And on the field, I feel like I've learned with his expertise as playing the game and understanding the game. And I feel also we share different things too. Like I am a more relaxed, you know, I'll go in person and he's more the serious kind of guy. So I feel like we complement each other. So he also has stuff that he probably learned from me as well, on the field and off the field.
Yeah. So there were parts of last season, and I know it's not something that we usually do positive to talk about how it went, but you were kind of like the spark plug of the team. Darren will bring you on or to create a spark and you will get things going. Like I said, you were a very attacking player. You scored some wonderful goals. Like I still remember the goal, I believe it was against NCFC.
Mm-hmm.
What makes you so great at that role, man? Because not everyone can do that. Not everyone can like be the person that comes in and lift everyone up.
I don't know, like I feel like that goes back to what I said, who I am as a player. I'm a very energetic player. And there's a lot of ways to see that too. Like I'm a very competitive and I want to win every game. So when you're in the bench kind of, you know, watching the game from outside, you just, for me, the way I perceive it, it keeps building up to me. It keeps building up to me, the energy. And when I come in, I feel like, all right, if we're losing, you know, we have to make something different, you know. And it's a lot of confidence coming from players whenever I come in. And Zaka, I remember Zaka, and a lot of times last year, I would come in 15 minutes to go and they're losing a game or something. And he would be like, do something different. Do something different because we need your style. You need your difference making. So, you know, having players like this, having Darren trusting me in those tough moments in the game was really nice. But also, like, I don't know, I feel like we always wanted to prove to yourself and to the coaches that you want to be in their starting 11 too. And if I have 5-10 minutes, it's like, all right, I have to show that I deserve to be in the starting 11. So I don't know, I'm a competitive, I want to win, I like playing at City Stadium and you know, not letting the fans down because like people are there to watch us, people, so I come in with so much energy already. And yeah, and just do something different, be creative, be different, think outside of the box, I guess.
Yeah, I got to say, watching you during preseason, like up close and personal, because during last season, you don't really hear a lot of the communication and whatnot that happens in between players or some of the fights in this, you know, you kind of lose it. But in preseason, you're kind of up close to person. You get to see it. And I kind of relate it to, like, not a bull in a china shop, but it's like you are a very feisty midfielder, where it's like you say you're joking or whatever, but, like, you play no games in the middle of that. And I don't think you met a challenge you're afraid of either.
Now we go for everything. It's every single one.
So, okay. So, of course, like last season, really after July, it was a tough stretch. You know, the team was winless during that stretch. Mm-hmm. But how did you personally get through those tough moments? And on the flip side of that, like, how did getting through those tough moments prepare you for the upcoming season?
I feel like no one as players want to be involved in seasons like this. No one. First of all, I feel like we as players, we have to take responsibility in those moments. And, you know, there's so many things to blame, this and that. But in those moments, we are responsible because we are the ones stepping onto the field. There were a lot of things accumulating, I feel like, through the year that led to a point where it was just like, it kind of like exposed those flaws. But the team itself have a lot to learn from that. There's a lot of guys that were last year that are still this year. So I feel like those guys are, including myself, are massive to take responsibility and not letting it repeat. I feel like going through such a tense moment and such, because you go every single day to training and you're expected to get better, expected to win in the weekends. But we have to take responsibility in changing this for this year, because it's unacceptable for us to have the highest attendance in the league and not be able to present that to the fans. I feel like we have to take ownership on that and then learn from it and then grow as a, you know, like, okay, it's a tough moment, but learn from the tough moments too. Like, if you win every single game, then you don't learn and don't get better. So we have to be responsible in analyzing what happened last year so it doesn't happen this year.
Yeah. So kind of looking ahead to this season, like, what did you do in the offseason to prepare yourself for this season? Did you have like, all right, I want to work on these three things, or did you have like a workout regimen? What did you do?
The team is very professional in that sense. They send out, like, you know, physical and fitness things for us to do. But I also like to do my own personal thing on top of that to be as ready as I can be. I felt like I arrived really prepared physically to this preseason. I felt confident. I felt fine. I had a good preseason stretch. And yeah, I think the team is very, like I said, professional in sending those packets. And then you put a lot of the things that you consider that it's important for yourself to add onto those. In a way, I played a lot of futevôlei in Brazil, because Brazil is very popular to play futevôlei, which is the one that you play on the sand. So it's the 2v2 on the sand and the ball's in the air. So I don't know, like, just for fun to see the game through a different perspective, but also got better when I came back to the US, got better on my body orientation as a midfielder, on finishing and just learning from the game.
Did you go on any fun trips? I mean, obviously we saw a couple of the guys go on little vacations and whatnot across the world and whatnot. Did you go anywhere?
Yeah, since I've missed Neil Vinales too much, I had to go to Barcelona to see him.
How was that? How was that going to Barca?
Yeah, it was amazing. My girlfriend was studying abroad there, so I went to meet her there and then ended up meeting with Neil. So he and I went to a Barcelona game.
Oh, wow.
And it was fantastic. It was fantastic. So we went to a Barcelona game and a futsal, Barcelona futsal game. And the atmosphere is just really, really cool to be. Definitely the Kickers fans are 10 times better than the Barcelona fans that don't say anything during the game. They're just there watching like it's a theater, but it's okay.
Oh, okay. Wouldn't expect to that, but that's nice to hear. Yeah. Oh, man. John, I got to say, man, this was an absolute pleasure to deal with you, man. And I got to say, your joyfulness, but also tenacity on the field is what the Red Army loves the most about you.
Well, I'm so happy to be here in Richmond Kickers, to be representing the club, the city, you guys as the fans. And I don't know, like, I'm not the one that's going to promise anything, but you cannot expect anything less than a joyful person and someone's going to fight and die for the badge. So really happy to be here in Richmond.
Yeah, most definitely, man. And look, we gotta talk to Nate and Manny about getting your own little YouTube show and have you
I
try out
love that.
different things around the city. Because I
I would
think
love
me you could do a food show. Maybe we could get
that.
Ryan in that as well. But yeah.
Yeah, I would love to do that. That was something I had to consider.
There you go, there you go. Well, John, we just want to say thank you, man, for taking time out of your day. Listeners, we just want to say thank you for taking the time out of your day for listening to our show. With that being said, remember to like, share, and subscribe. We will holler at you guys next time. Be easy and be safe.